哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领，让我们今天大家聚集来这边敬拜神。
Hallelujah, thank God for His guidance. So once again, we can come to the church to worship Him.
我想在我们谈今天的主题之前，我们先来按照我们读经的进度来读《生命记》的34章。
Before we start the topic tonight, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 14.
是最后一章。
It's the last chapter.
我想我们可以用中文或用英文都可以，我们把它念过一次。
Let's read through the chapter.
生命记34章的第一节，摩西从摩押平原登尼坡山，上了那里耶利哥相对的毕斯加山顶。耶和华把基列全地直到但拿弗他利全地以法莲马拿西的地犹大全地直到西海南地和中旅城耶利哥的平原直到索尔多是给他看。耶和华对他说，这就是我向亚伯拉罕以撒雅各启示应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你和你的后裔。现在我与是使你的眼睛看见了，你却不能过到那里去。于是耶和华的仆人摩西死在摩押地，正如耶和华所说的。耶和华将他埋葬在摩押地伯庇尔对面的谷中，只是到今日没有人知道他的坟墓。摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。以色列人在摩押平原为摩西哀哭了30日，为摩西居上哀哭的日子就满了。嫩的儿子耶稣亚因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他一切臣仆并他的全地行各样神迹奇事，又在以色列众人眼前行大能的手，行一切大而可畏的事。阿们，
阿们。
那我们今天晚上跟大家一起来查考与神和好。
Today I would like to share with you, be reconciled to God offering.
那我们今天要着重在献祭这一件事情上面。
Today, we will emphasize on offering.
和好是神学上面一个很重要的名词。
Reconciliation is a very important term in theology.
我们今天如果用中文讲和好，都可以说啊，两个人吵架之后要和好。
If we talk about reconciliation, maybe it's between two persons after they fight and they make peace with each other.
但是如果我们从圣经里面去谈和好这个词，是指谈神跟人当中的和好。
But if we talk about reconciliation in the Bible, it's actually referring to making peace between man and God.
所以意思也就代表着神跟人本身应该有一段是好的，之后变不好了。
This actually meaning that there's a period of time between God and man is a good time, and after that, the relationship turns sour.
当人跟神的关系变不好之后，那人怎么重新跟神和好？
When the relationship between man and God turns sour, how can a man make in reconciliation with God again?
这应该是人在他信仰的路上一直在追寻的一个过程。
And this is actually a process, as a man we pursue in our journeys of faith.
因为信人出生之后， 神就将永生放在人的心中。
Because once man were born, God has put this everlasting thing in man's heart.
所以每个人都会有拜神的这样的意味存在。
So as men, we tend to worship God because we have this heart of eternity.
不管他拜的是什么神。
It doesn't matter which God we worship.
虽然有些人他硬着心，但是你还是可以看出他有那个拜神的心智。
Maybe some men their heart is quite hard, but they actually they have this heart of pursuing God.
所以我想我们今天就聚焦到回到神跟人为什么会断裂这个关系。
So I think today we would like to discuss on the topic why the relationship between God and man has turned sour.
从创世纪神造人之后。
You can actually referring to Genesis after man created, after God created man.
神也为着人创造了一个极度美好的伊甸园。
God has built a very beautiful garden Eden for man.
但是后来因为亚当跟夏娃的犯罪。
But later on, because Adam and Eve sinned.
所以神人关系就变化了。
And after that, the relationship between God and man has turned bad.
我们看一下创世纪的第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪的第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
24节。
Chapter 23, verse 24.
于是把他赶出去了。又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动花火焰的箭，把守生命树的道路。神跟人在这个时候完全的决裂。
After that, God has this complete separation from man.
从到第三章为止，神把人赶出伊甸园。
Till chapter 3, God dropped out the man out of Eden.
圣经没有写说人亚当夏娃到底有没有想要回去找神呢？
The Bible didn't record whether Adam and Eve wanted to go back to look for God.
还是他就非常的生气，反正你不要我算了。
Or they actually have this mindset that if you don't want me, and it's okay.
但是至少从圣经看起来，人好像没有去求告耶和华。
But from the Bible, it seems that the man did not go back and asking God, for going back.
人被神赶出去之后，就没有再求告耶和华了。
After man had been dropped of the Eden, they didn't go back and asking God for return.
没有求告耶和华，并不代表着人不想。要神
No asking God to go back is no referring is no meaning that man doesn't want God anymore.
所以创世纪第四章产生了一个人追寻神和好的一种方式。
So in Genesis, it actually appeared a method of a man making reconciliation with God.
对人而言，他想说：“那我怎么跟神取得联系，或者我怎么跟神和好
？”To man, they probably wondering how can they making this reconciliation with God.
所以，我们来看一下《创世纪》第四章的第四节。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
我们看第三节，第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
有一天，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。这里谈到人第一次试着想跟神取得联系。
Here it talks about first time the man actually looking for God.
在该隐亚伯圣经记载着献祭之前，亚当夏娃 他们是不是曾经尝试过非常多的方法？
Before Abel and Cain's offering, we don't know whether Adam and Eve they actually tried to make a connection with God.
但是他总是没有办法跟神有办法沟通。
But despite that, they can connect to God and communicate with God.
但是第四章却记载了一个动作之后，让神跟人有一点沟通的管道。
But in chapter 4, there is an action, and actually it's a channel of, for man to talk in with God.
就是该隐跟亚伯去献祭。
That is Cain and Abel going offering, making offering to God.
谁教他们的我们都不知道。
We don't know who teach Adam, Cain and Abel to making this offering.
或许他们尝试到这个方法是有办法，所以就把它记下来。
Maybe they think that this matter is workable, so they record it in the Bible.
献祭是可以让神跟我对话的。
Making sacrifice is allowing God to talking to me.
所以从被逐出伊甸园到这个时候，是第一次神跟人有办法对话。
So after they were being dropped out of Eden, this is the first time they are able to talk into God.
是透过献祭的。
And it's through sacrifice.
所以这个献祭是要透过杀生的，因为神看中亚伯的。
And this sacrifice needs to go through killing animals because God actually deemed that Abel is more important.
那这样的一种方式
，and such a method，
就成为了之后人跟神沟通。唯一的方式。
And after that, this became a channel of man talking to God.
因为只要我透过这样的方式，神就有办法跟神沟通。
Because as long as I'm going through this method, we are able to communicate with God.
所以我们看一下《创世纪》的第八章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪的第八章。
Genesis chapter 8.
二十节。
Verse 20.
创世纪八章二十节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 20。
挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各样洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，也不再按着我才行的昧各样的活物了。”地还存留的时候，架设寒暑，冬夏昼夜，就永不停息了。大洪水之后，挪亚出了方舟。
After the flood, Noah's family out of an ark.
他同样的献祭跟神对话。
And then they are making this offering and communicate with God.
可是这时候的献祭跟当时亚伯的献祭有稍微已经不一样了。
But at this time, the offering is has a slightly different between Abel's offering.
亚伯是尝试着各样的方法。
Abel trying all kinds of methods.
后来找到了这样的一种方式。
And finally, eventually, they found such a method.
但是这时候的挪亚，他却进了一步，把这样的一种形式，把它变成仪式化的过程。
And when you reach Noah's time, he actually put this offering as a kind of a ritual.
那这样的一种形式，就是他要将祭物杀了之后要烧掉。
And such a ritual is that they need to kill the animal.
所以要献为燔祭。
And they making this offering as a burnt offering.
所以圣经里面就说，闻了那馨香之气，神就不再因人的缘故咒诅地了。
And that's what the Bible recorded. God smelled this soothing aroma, and God was no longer angry.
所以从挪亚之后的这一个献祭被仪式化了。
So after Noah's offering has become a ritual.
之后亚伯拉罕承继了挪亚的这一种方式。
And later on, Abraham has used such a method.
所以我们来看创世纪十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章的第七节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 7.
创世纪十二章七节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 7.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。所以我们就可以去看到，从挪亚到了亚伯拉罕，他们都一直借着这样的方式来跟神对话。
So we can tell that from Noah to Abraham, they are actually using such a channel to talk to God.
而且看起来，效果很好。
And it seems that it is very effective.
只要神回应我，我就献祭来回应神。
As long as God replied to me, and I will make offering to God.
或者当我献祭的时候，神就来回应我。
Or maybe when I'm making the offering, and God will respond.
所以人跟神开始有交流。
And since then, men started to communicate with God.
啊，这一种仪式也开始去形成，要用烧的，要筑一座坛。
And a ritual has become that.A ritual needs to offer as a burnt offering and need to make an altar.
而不是随随便便来献祭的。
And not just making an offering.
那我们如果用这样里面来看，它逐渐变成了一种跟神和好最重要的方式。
So we can tell it seems to be a gradual a method that man can reconcile with God.
所以到了摩西时代
，So Moses period，
我们看出埃及记的二十三章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 23。
出埃及记的二十三章。
Exodus chapter 23。
从出埃及记二十三章之后，神告诉摩西。
After Exodus chapter 23, God tell Moses。
你们要拜我，到底应该怎么拜
？How are you going to worship me？
所以一般来讲，从二十三章之后，我们很简单把它归纳出，就是所谓的三大节期、五大祭。
So after chapter 23, we actually categorize this ritual as three major festivals and.Five major sacrifices.
而且他的规定，你要在什么时候献什么样的祭。
And he actually gave instructions when should you make offering.
这个祭物要是什么？
What is sacrifices? Sacrifice needs to be.
到底是牛，到底是羊，还是鸽子，还是所谓的细面？他规定的非常的清楚。
It should be the cow, dove, sheep, or even some bread needs to be clarified.
它变成了，如果你没有这样做，就是错的。
So if you don't follow your ritual rightly, you are doing it wrong.
所以从一个摸索亚伯的摸索献祭到。挪亚亚伯拉罕的一种仪式化的过程。
So from the beginning, as trying to find out how should they communicate with God to Abraham's ritual in such a process.
到摩西这个时候已经被律法化了。
To the period of Moses, it has actually become a law.
就是你一定要照着这个规定。做才不会犯错。
That is to follow the instruction when you need to make an altar, then you will not make things wrong.
这样的一种方式，它的本质到底是什么
So, what is the essence of such a method?
我们后来可能会被因为法律化、律法化之后，我们去太注重了那一些的细节。
And maybe after the ritual has become a law, sometimes we actually emphasize on the details.
当细节太过注重之后，我们忘了献祭是为了做什么。
When we are too much emphasizing on the details, we forgot what is the real essence of offering.
献祭本来是要跟神和好的。
Making offering is actually initially is the method of making reconciliation with God.
到最后，如果只回到祭物本身，可能就会是一个本末倒置的问题。
But if we only emphasize on the sacrifice, then we are not doing this right.
我们看这个献祭的过程里面，一直会强调的神闻到了那馨香之气。
And in the process of these rituals, we emphasizing on God actually smell the soothing aroma.
甚至于到了启示录的时候，那个馨香的火祭就是我们的祷告。
Even to the revelation at the soothing aroma is actually referring to our prayer.
所以什么时候献祭会有馨香之气？
And when is the time we pray and this offering you will have this soothing aroma?
意思也就最基本的就是挪亚一开始的时候把它烧了。
That is the beginning of Noah when he making a burnt offering.
所以就是那个燔祭成为了馨香的火祭。
That is that the burnt offering became a soothing aroma.
所以我想在这样我们与神和好在这一段时期的时候，馨香之气变成非常重要，燔祭变成是最基本的。
So the soothing aroma became a very important method, and burnt offering is the most basic.
所以我们看一下利未记的第一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记的第一章，这里就谈到燔祭应该怎么献。
Leviticus talking about how shall we make it an burnt offering.
讲实在，这里有两个部分。
And here has two parts.
第一个部分是你自己应该做什么。
One is how to do in a burnt offering.
第四节说，你要自己按手在燔祭牲畜的头上。
Verse 4 says, you should put your hands on the heads of the burnt offering.
第五节，你自己要在耶和华面前杀了这一只公牛。
And you need to kill a bull before the Lord.
第三个，你自己要去剥掉这个燔祭，就这一只牲畜的皮，把燔祭剁成筷子。
And you shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces.
这就是在谈人本身的祭物是你自己要做的。
And he is actually referring to man's offering. You need to do it by man's self.
这一个没有残疾的祭物代替了你成为了祭物。
The undefective sacrifice replacing you as an offering.
所以你要自己按手在他的头上。
So you need to place your hands on the heads of the animal.
意思把你的罪转移到这一个牲畜上面。
That is to transfer your sin to the animal.
那你要宰掉了这一个牲畜。
And you need to kill this animal.
你转到他之后，你要把这样的罪恶去除嘛。
So since your sin has passed through this animal, your sin has been removed.
别人没办法帮你去除。
Others cannot help you to remove your sin.
你要自己杀了这一个牲畜。
And you need to kill the animal by yourself.
之后要剥掉它的皮，把它剁成筷子。
And then you need to skin the animal and cut it into pieces.
用简单的来说，就是你自身要悔改去面对自我。
That is to say that you need to return and face in yourself.
而成为了没有自我，因为剁成块了，不知道是谁。
And you became without yourself because it has already been cut into pieces.
所以从旧约献祭的角度里面来看，就是非常物质化的东西。
So from the angles of the Old Testament, making offering is something very materialistic.
但是并不是这样，你的罪就得赦了。
But your sin will not be forgiven just because of this.
还要有一个非常重要叫众借人。
And you need to have this intercessor.
所以我们看一下利未记的一章五节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节这里就谈到了要祭司这一个职分的人。
And verse 5 talks about you require a priest.
所以祭司要做什么？
So what should a priest do?
第五节说要奉上血，把血洒在会幕门口的坛周围。
The priest shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood all around the altar.
第七节祭司的第二件事情
And the second thing the priest need to do
就是要把火放在坛上，把柴摆在火上。
That is to put fire on the altar and lay the wood in order on the fire.
就是要点火烧了。
That is to put on the fire and burnt.
所以第八节要把肉块跟头脂油都在坛上用在火柴上面。
And verse 8, need to put all these pieces of the meat, put it on the wood.
之后全部把它烧掉了。
And later on, burn them.
这个过程不是我们自己做的。
Such a process is not done by ourselves.
这个过程只有祭司可以做。
This process can only execute by the priest.
你的罪归到这一个牲畜了。
Your sin has transferred and passed on to the animal.
但是不代表你的罪已经被得赦了。
But that is not to say you are already forgiven.
所以你的罪要得赦，还需要借助祭司把它烧给神。
So if your sin needs to be forgiven, needs to a priest to making this burnt offering to God.
所以我们就可以非常清楚，从旧约不管它从起源一直到这里。律法化之后，所有罪要得赦，除了自己之外，一定要有一个众借。
So we understand that from the very beginning, we are making sacrifice to sin, and till now, if our sin needs to be forgiven, we need an intercessor.
就是祭司。
That is priest.
他帮你。
He, the priest, can help us.
你自己不可以做。
We can make this sacrifice.
那这样的时候，我们今天怎么献祭呢
？So how are we going to make an offering today?
亚当夏娃因为这样犯罪，透过献他的子孙，透过献祭的方式跟神重新和好。
After Adam and Eve they sin, and through their descendants they making this reconciliation.
那我们今天应该怎么献祭？
Offering. How are we going to make this sacrifice to God today?
从圣经里面来看，
If we look into the Bible,
我们今天不需要献祭。
We don't need to make any sacrifice.
各位今天进入了真耶稣教会，也没有献祭过。
Today we entering through Jesus Christ, church. We didn't make any offering.
我们也没有把牛羊什么都拿到教会里面来宰杀。
We didn't kill any animals making them as an offering in the church.
教会也没有一个坛在那边烧这一些祭物。
And in the church, we don't have this altar to burn these animals.
那这样我们今天怎么跟神和好？
So if this is the case, how are we going to make a reconciliation with
God? 因为这是古圣徒好不容易找出最好的跟神和好的方式。
Because this is the method that was actually found by the ancient saints of making a reconciliation with God.
所以希伯来书的作者就这样提到这一件事情。
So the author of Hebrews, he mentioned this.
从希伯来书的九章跟第十章里面
，Hebrews chapter 9 and 10,
他就开始来告诉我们：那你今天在新约的这个时代，你怎么来献祭？
Hebrews tells us how are we going to make an offerings today.
也就是希伯来书十章就开始来告诉我们，耶稣成了永远的祭物。
Hebrews chapter 10 telling us that Jesus has become the everlasting sacrifice.
耶稣成为了这个祭物，我们按手在他的头上。
Jesus Christ became this sacrifice, and we lay our hands on his head.
他打破了他的身体。
He broke his body.
他今天承担了我们的罪。
He has taken our sin.
可是要有一个中介者叫做祭司啊。
But needs to have an intercessor as a priest.
所以在这个时候，耶稣成为了祭物之后。
So after Jesus became at a sacrifice,
他更要成为了祭司，才有办法为我们赎罪嘛。
He needs to be a priest, then only he can forgive our sins.
所以第，我们来看希伯来书九章十一节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11.
希伯来书九章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11.
但现在基督已经来到。做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人所造的，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。若公羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁人的身上，尚且叫人成圣身体洁净，何况基督借着他永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在全约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。这里就提到了耶稣成为了一个大祭司。
Here's, he mentioned that Jesus has become a big priest.
所以他成为了新约当中的那个中介者，那个中保。
He became the mediator of the new covenant.
所以使我们能够借着耶稣而跟神和好。
So we can make him reconciliation with God through Jesus Christ.
他把自己成为了祭物。
He allowed himself to become that sacrifice.
他又是一个大祭司，成为了我们的中介。
He is also a big priest, became our mediator.
全部在他的身上成就了这一些事情。
All things has come into pass on him.
要洒血，要点火，要把祭物献上，他都做了。
Need to sprinkle the blood and offering the animals.
所以我们来看以弗所书的第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
十一节到十八节这一段
11 to 18
那我们看十三节
Let's look at
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了十五节
15
而且以自己的身体毁掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个借人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上昧了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。神借着他的身体，也借着他的血，借着他大祭司的身份，让我们与神和好了。
God through His blood and body, and His identity, in through all these conditions, we are able to make Him peace with God.
这个也就为什么我们今天不用再献祭。
That is why we don't have to make any sacrifice today.
我们不需要再透过献祭来与神沟通，与神对话。
We don't need to make any more sacrifice in order to talking to communicate with God.
因为神已经都帮我们做了。
Because God has done all this for us.
叫我们与神和好。
So we can make in reconciliation with God.
所以我们来看哥罗西书的第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
二十一节，你们从前与神隔离，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，没有责备，把你们引到自己面前。与神和好，也要与自己和好。
Making peace with God, first of all, you need to make peace with yourself.
我们借着耶稣基督跟神和好了。
Through Jesus Christ, we make peace with God.
所以我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵的。
So we can become holy and blameless.
所以用这样里面来看，那我怎么成为一个新的人，跟自己和好
？With such an angle, how can we become a new man and making peace with ourselves.
在这里讲得很清楚，我们圣洁没有瑕疵，没有什么可被指责的。
Here he says very clearly, holy and blameless, and just to be blameless.
这样我们才能够来到神的面前。
And only then we can come before God.
就是我们成为了神家里面的一份子。
That is We become a part of God's house.
当我们成为了神家的一份子之后，我们就要追求这样无瑕无疵的生活。
So we become a fellowship man in God's house. We need to lead a blameless life.
那在这一个过程里面，或许人还是会软弱。
Maybe during the process, we might be weak occasionally.
但是我们可以借着神的能力来帮助我们。
But through the power of God, He can help us.
我们来看腓立比书的第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章十三节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。这个是保罗说他已经学会的东西。
This is something that Paul said that he had learned.
这是他得到的秘诀。
This is a secret he learned.
我靠着自己没有办法。
Through myself, I can't do anything.
所以我要靠着神加给我力量，我就凡事都能做。
But through Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things.
这是我们应该有的信。
This is something we need to believe.
也应该有的表现。
And something we need to act and exercise.
但是这样的表现，这样的信，你要怎么表现出来
？And such a faith, how can we manifest such a faith?
所以我们来看启示录的第五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
启示录五章八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8。
启示录五章八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8。
他既拿了司乌卷，四活物和二十四位长老，就匍匐在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。我们再看启示录八章第三节。
Chapter 8, verse 3.
启示录八章第三节。
Revelation chapter 8, verse 3.
另一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香是给他和他众圣徒的祈祷，一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷，从天使的手中一同升到神面前。回归到献祭。
Talking about making sacrifice again.
我们今天不再献物质性的祭。
Today, we no longer making the materialistic offering.
但不代表我们不需要献祭。
But it doesn't mean that we don't need to make any more sacrifice.
所以有时候我们会讲说啊，我们要常常祷告。
So sometimes we saying that we need to pray often.
它不是一个口号。
Prayer is not just a slogan.
如果我们从启示录的第五章跟第八章这一些天使把圣满圣徒祈祷的这个香呈现到神的面前。
If we just bring this incense and prayers before God,
我们今天的献祭已经转换成为我们跟神的祈求，我的祈祷。
The sacrifice today has transferred into the prayer between us and God.
所以，如果换一句话说，也就祈祷就是与神对话。
In another words, prayer is actually communicating with God.
当神闻了这馨香之气之后
，After God smelled this soothing aroma,
他就回应了我
，And God will respond.
那我就与神和好了。
And then I'm making this reconciliation with God.
这是我们人应该去努力的。
And this is something we need to going after.
不然有时候我们会觉得祈祷也是一种形式啊。
Or else sometimes we think that our prayer is just a routine.
就好像摩西之后的以色列人，他们在献祭有时候变成了一种形式。
Just like the Israelites after Moses, sometimes making offerings just like a routine.
那个实质不见了
the actual meaning has gone.
那个心不见了
the heart of going to God is gone.
那个献祭最主要的意义失掉了
the most important meanings of making this sacrifice had disappeared.
到最后我们可能只怕说我没有做，我可能会被处罚。
And eventually, we might be just afraid that if we don't carry out this sacrifice, we might be punished by God.
失掉了，我做是因为我要跟神和好。
And actually lose the actual meaning of doing this is actually making reconciliation with God.
所以我们今天祷告绝对不是一种形式。
So the prayer today is not just a routine.
天使都会把它装起来。
Angel will, you know, keep our prayers.
会把它拿到神的面前。
The angel will keep our prayer and bring them to God.
这就是我们对神所献的祭。
And this is the offering we bring to God.
也就是我们要与神和好最基本的动作。
That is the most important action of making peace with God.
那另外一个最基本比较积极的动作
Another more aggressive action
我们最后来看哥林多后书
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians
哥林多后书5:19
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19
那前面大家可以先看一下我们 读19就好
Let's read 19
十九节，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。我们跟神和好了
，After we making peace with God，
神却把这一个和好的道理托付在我们身上了。
And after that, God has given this teaching of reconciliation to us.
不是只有我跟神和好就好了。
No, just I having this peace with God is enough.
神把这个和好的托付在我们身上，意思还没有跟神和好的，需要借着我们去告诉他们。
It is actually our responsibility of telling those people who are not yet making peace with God.
告诉他用什么方法跟神和好。
Telling them what kinds of method they should use to make peace with God.
这是神托付给我们的。
This is a responsibility that God has given to us.
神已经叫我们要这样做了。
Because God has already told us to
do so. 所以我们才会觉得说，哎，传福音为什么重要？
That's why we think that preaching gospel is very
important. 不然我们会只会觉得啊，那就是做圣工嘛。
Or else we will just think that that is just parts of holy work.
绝对不只是这样。
I think this is not just that.
因为他已经托付我们。
Because God has committed this to us.
因为我们已经跟神和好。
Because we already making this peace with God.
神就不再将过犯归到我们身上。
And so God will no longer put in
these trespasses to us. 那这样你积极就是要让别人也知道这样的事情。
So being aggressive is so that others know how to make peace with God.
这才是我们跟神和好更积极的手段。
And this is the more aggressive action of making peace with God.
以及我们在信仰的实践上面能够更积极的。
And how are we going to be more aggressive on exercising the faith?
让所有的人都能够与神和好。
So that everyone can make peace with God.
让我们多每个人享受耶稣的恩典。
So that every one of us can once again receive the blessings of God.
每个人都回到了伊甸园里面。
Every one of us can return to Garden of Eden.
愿神祝我们每一个人。
May God bless us everyone.
不止我们跟神和好。
Not only we can reconcile with God.
我们还要让所有的人都与神和好。
We can also let everyone to make in reconciliation with God.